the J-Dog Sports Network. A network about sports by J-Dog. The J-Dog Sports Network.
Welcome back to the third episode of the Playoff Preview Podcast. Can't believe it's already the third episode, Jimmy.
Holy. Who knew I'd last this long?
I know. I thought you were going to drop dead last podcast.
Yeah, well, last game there. Never mind. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, I don't want to give you...
I'm going to have a heart attack when we talk about that. So
I don't want to give you a stroke.
So last time we talked, the first round wasn't even over yet.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Winnipeg. Nico Rantanen. Dude, I'll bet you Colorado has a little bit of regrets there.
100%.
Do you think? Like, holy. 19 points so far in the playoffs for Dallas, Mikko Rantanen. So he's got, what has he got? 9 goals and 14 assists in a Dallas jersey. In his third jerseys this year, Carolina had him. They couldn't keep him. Dallas kept him. Bet you Colorado's not too happy about it.
Yeah, I get it. They need to get him out there, but he's a top-tier player. I mean, 2 hat tricks in the playoffs? Wow.
Like, what did he have? 14 points in the last 3 games against Colorado? If I'm not mistaken, he had 14 points in the last 3 games. Yeah, trade me, huh? Like, is that the last trade Colorado ever does, ever?
Like, they're never traded again.
They can't let anyone go now. Holy. Yeah, so Dallas looks pretty good against Winnipeg.
Yeah, and I remember saying something. I said, Dallas is going to win. And you said, no, Colorado with Nate Dogg's going to win.
You're right. I did. And I, like, Mikko Rantanen.
Yep.
Who knew? Who knew? Colorado obviously didn't know.
Yeah. Still in shock.
Like, who knew Mikko Rantanen was this good?
Exactly.
And Winnipeg is—they're having a bit of a struggle over this, aren't they?
Yeah, Connor Hellebuck.
Yeah, he's not very Hellebuckian.
Yeah, that series—it was just Dallas dominance all over. I watched. I mean, there was some competition, but Dallas just always ended up on top.
Yeah, like, I don't know. They're a lot better than I thought they were going to be. Don't bet against Edmonton, so now Dallas has to play Edmonton.
Oh, that is going to be the death of me.
That's like Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl. It doesn't seem to matter who they're playing with. They could have a beer league goalie in there, it seems like. How do you beat them guys?
I don't understand. You got Draisaitl scoring everywhere, McDavid making crazy plays, and then you have bum players like a Vander Kane and like Adam Henrique, who's super old, a bunch of other like Jeff Skinner, all out of their prime, and then McDavid just carry them all through the playoffs, carrying the cross. Insane.
Evan Bouchard with 12 points. Draisaitl with 18. McDavid with 16. McDavid with 17. Like, well, I never would have thought they would have done it, but you can't bet against Connor McDavid. I think I said that.
Yeah.
And I'm with you now. I don't think Winnipeg's going to be able to get by Dallas.
Yeah.
So we're going to see Dallas and Edmonton in the West. Is that our preview now? We're going to see Dallas and Edmonton, right?
Yeah, unless Winnipeg pulls a Panthers 2023, but that's highly unlikely.
I can't see it. I mean, maybe, but we already had a miracle on ice in my lifetime. I don't see it happening again. There's another Canadian team down, but Edmonton.
Good Lord. I just...
How are they doing it? Have you been watching? Like, it's scary to watch. I see highlights, and they're just ridiculous.
Vegas and Edmonton was super close. It was super close.
But what was it, 5 games?
Yeah, it was 5 games, but all the games were, I think, 1-goal games, at least.
Weird. So the series with the weak goaltenders are all really close games. And the superstar goalies are, well, they can't stop nothing.
Yeah. Aiden Hill was, I don't think he played his best. He played all right, but overall. I mean, I do not want to see a Canadian Cup. As an American, I can't stand it. I can't stand to see Connor McHack over here win a cup. Not again.
Yeah, well, you know, America's only 10 times as many people as Canada, and yet somehow you can't put together a team to beat Canadians. And when you have an American team winning, it's full of Canadians.
All right. Let's calm down there.
Well, isn't it true? Okay, Nico Rantanen's not Canadian. I'll give you that. But, and neither's Leon Draisaitl.
Hey, we have the better goalies. The international world does.
Yeah, the Russians have the better goalies, and the Finns.
You got me there.
And Is there a high-end American goalie? Oh, yeah. Connor Hellebuck. There's your American goalie.
Yeah, you can have him back.
He's yours, buddy. He's yours. Like, you'd think with 10 times the population, you'd be able to just crush us every time, but you need Canadians to do it, it seems. I wonder how Winnipeg would be doing with a Canadian goaltender, like what's that fella there playing in Dallas? What's his name?
Ottinger.
Canadian fella, isn't he?
I think so, yeah. So we got...
Yeah, Edmonton. So we got... We're Canadian. We have one thing, kid. One thing. Don't try to take it away from us. Will you? Come on. You have everything else.
Yeah, I know. We got the smarts, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, you're a great example of that. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Oh, boy. Okay, sorry. I'm having fun, and nobody's destroying me in the troll room, so that's good. Maybe I should start insulting your grandfather again. Maybe that would work.
Oh.
Okay, Edmonton and Dallas, right?
Right.
I agree. Who's winning that?
My heart and soul says Dallas. And I'm not... The depth on Dallas is far better than Edmonton. The goaltender, Ottinger, played very well against Winnipeg. Winnipeg's a firepower, whatever that word is. And Edmonton... I don't. Can Stuart Skinner pull it off? I mean, he did it last year, but he's been shakier this year. So that's all I'm thinking. I'm thinking they shut McDavid down. They shut McDavid and Draisaitl down, and Dallas wins in 6.
Really?
Yep.
I can't bring myself to bet against Connor McDavid. I just can't do it. Like, look where that gets you. He's waiting for the next round. In a playoff, we never thought he'd get out of the first round. Now he's waiting for the third round. So, yeah. Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, a beer league goalie, and a bunch of American League players and guys who should be retired. I'll pick Connor McDavid. I'll take Connor McDavid over. Like, I don't care how stacked your team is. Connor McDavid gave the Florida Panthers a run for their money last year, pretty much him and Draisaitl by themselves.
Who won the series?
They got there.
It doesn't matter. If you can't win, don't play.
Yeah, well, I'm not betting against Connor McDavid. Not against Dallas.
Hey, remember what you said? Colorado was going to win. No, what I said, Dallas.
Yeah, well, you also said L.A. was going to win. And you said Las Vegas was going to win. And I said, I'm not betting against Connor McDavid. And that's what I've been saying since the beginning. Like, even though I did not call him for the final even, like, I did call L.A., but can't bet against Connor McDavid. Like, I can't do it. I'm not doing it again.
Hey, Connor McNo Cup. That's all I think. Zero cups.
Yeah, well, how many has Dallas got in the last 100 years? They had one once, didn't they?
Yeah, I think so. Against.
In the Wayback Machine? Mike Modano or somebody get a cup out of there?
Yep.
Can't even remember there's been so many. You know how many Stanley Cups I've seen? Like 106.
Oh my gosh. You're not 100. Wait. How would that work? What?
I've watched a lot of old games on television, kid. Jeez, come on. I thought you said you were smart.
Oh, so 106 years ago, what is that? 1940? Were you watching 1940s? You could barely see the puck.
Holy math, kid. In the 1940s, that would still be only 80 years.
So you're watching.
Come on.
My bad.
I'm smart American kid. 106 years I've been watching Stanley Cup playoffs.
Wait, 19? That'd be 1920. Yeah. Us Americans are dumb. Yeah, we're the dumb ones.
Yeah, well, you can't count. It was me and Dan Bongino invented television.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Got that right.
And Jordan Peterson. Me and Jordan Peterson. We were watching the 1926
Stanley Cup.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We played together, him and I. And he could have been a big star, but he wanted to do the university thing. Anyways, I don't make up stories, so quit accusing me of that.
Oh yeah. And I...
Edmonton's going to beat Dallas.
And I'm the son of Wayne Gretzky, so, yeah.
I can't say what I was going to say. That's no fair. Your mom's nice. I can't chirp your mom. Your dad had... Yeah, like, your dad had kicked my butt, so, and your grandpa had never talked to me again, so I can't say those kind of things. But Wayne Gretzky never fooled around on Janet, I promise. So you're okay. Not his son.
All right, yeah, got it.
So Edmonton beats Dallas in six. That's my call.
All right, so for my prediction, I got Dallas in the final. Now let's move on to the East.
Carolina. Holy.
Yep. I thought Washington looked good when they won that game. I thought they were going to turn around, but nope. Carolina's trying to.
Doesn't seem to be working, does it?
Nope. Freddie Anderson has played amazing. He's top of the charts right now.
Crazy, eh? Like, that guy couldn't stop a beach ball when he played in Toronto.
Yeah.
Carolina's just relentless. there's no like amazing players on that team, but they just roll one line after another, and they're relentless.
Oh, I mean, Freddie Anderson, he has a 1.41 goals allowed, 9.35 save percentage, and
it's crazy.
It's hard stopping him.
It's crazy. I mean, the guy's been a regular NHL goalie for a long time, so he really can't be crappy, but who knew he was this good?
Exactly. Yeah, this series kind of, it was all right. It wasn't the most fun, but...
exactly the most exciting hockey you can watch.
Yeah. Yeah, my uncle just texted me and said, Carolina doesn't hit, so they won't make it. I mean, they're pretty hard hitting, but they still are blimps.
It's well, they're very disciplined. They're very aggressive. They move very quickly. They don't give the opposition a lot of time. They're not incredibly skilled, but they just shoot. They shoot a lot.
Exactly.
Somebody's in the troll room here.
That's Father Dorf.
Hmm.
He's telling me to smart up, like always.
See, he knows. He knows. I talked to him. He knows. He knows. It's okay, J-Dog. You have a great personality.
Okay. At least I have a personality.
Yeah, you do. No, you'll be fine. You have a face for radio. Everything's great. You're on the right career path.
I sure hope so. All right, now to the best series. Oh, what happened, Jimmy? I didn't watch the games. Could you tell me what happened? What happened in Game 5?
Well, the same thing that happened in Game 4.
What happened in Game 4?
The Leafs folded like a cheap suit.
Ooh, that sounds familiar.
But at the same time, Florida started playing like the Florida Panthers. Game 4 was like... Game 3 saw a couple of periods of really good hockey out of both teams. Game 1 and 2, good Leaf games, not good Florida games. Game 4, Florida played real good and Toronto started to fold. Game 5, like, that was the Toronto Marlies AHL team. What the heck happened to Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner and, like, $14 million a year, these guys?
Yep, gone.
They're invisible. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, 6-1 at home. Gee, Panthers don't give up that. Nope.
It's freaking embarrassing. I mean, it's 6 goals. You'd think that it was a terrible goaltending performance, but not really.
Yeah, Joseph Woll. He's quite amazing.
He played pretty good. Like, there's no way you could lay the game at his feet. And, like, I just didn't see any fight, any will, any determination. You know how I always talk about guys like Nate Dogg, Connor McDavid, Matthew Tkachuk, Marchand, they throw the team on their back and they haul them right down to the finish line. And, Max Pacioretty's trying to do that, but it's a little late for him. And if you're counting on Max Pacioretty and Max Domi to carry your team on the back, I'm sorry, you're not getting to the finish line. I can't really criticize William Nylander. He's been producing. I mean, nobody produced last night, but Nylander's been producing. He's not invisible. John Tavares, can't criticize that guy. Where's Marner and Matthews? Like,
yep.
Nick Robertson got in for his first game of the series last night, and he's already outscoring Austin Matthews. Like, Simone Benoit is outscoring Austin Matthews.
Yeah. Jackson Blake, the rookie's outscoring him.
Like, it's embarrassing. And this has been the knock on this Leafs team since I don't know, 8-9 years. They fold in the playoffs. The big guns don't have it in them to fight through to win a game.
Yep, and they lose to Zamboni drivers.
Yeah, well. At least he was Canadian.
Okay. Ooh. All right, so I'm saying Florida wins the series. Bob is on fire. Nothing is going past Bob. That last goal, not his fault. Very kind of unlucky. I mean,
yeah.
And Bob has been nothing. So, you know when Bob has that just step on him? Just he's quick. He's like super, always has that step. That's when you know Bob is nothing is going past him. Nothing.
I mean, well, you could like, okay. 2 years in a row, the Panthers went to the final. They won it. This team has come back from 3-0 deficits against the Bruins. They've come from behind so often that people think of them as the underdogs. But if there's a team left playing that knows how to get to the Stanley Cup final, well, here it is. And if there's a team that sure didn't look like they know the way last night. So I don't know. Like, I don't know. I kind of have to agree with you that Panthers are probably, Leafs are probably done. I think you're probably right.
Yeah, I think they're already planning their golf trips. I'm going to go golf. They're out of it.
Oh, Daddy, Father Dorf says Panthers blow at home, expecting game 7 in Toronto.
Oh.
Don't forget, Dorby could fight. And he choose to embarrass the duck trouble.
Did you see the clip of Kachuk? He was talking to Nylander, and he said, "You're next."
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah, like anyone's ever seen William Nylander in a fight, you'd have to get him mad. William Nylander, I've never seen him get mad at anything.
Yeah.
Well, he told Mitch Marner to quit whining once.
That was
last
awesome.
Year. I think that was last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But Nylander's not going to fight anybody, and if he did, I'll bet you he'd embarrass whoever he was fighting, because that guy is a specimen. Guy's in good shape, man. And like Max Domi, he'll fight him. And don't forget, Domi could fight. And if he chooses to embarrass Tkachuk dropping the gloves, we might see some magic. That's Father Dorf again. Is that your dad or his dad? I wonder which dad that is.
I think that's my dad. Yeah, it's my dad.
Probably. He thinks I'm like Don Cherry. Yeah, well, Don Cherry's way nicer than I am.
I mean, you're as old as him.
No, Don Cherry's a kid. Yeah, okay. So, I don't know. I called it in 7, so I guess we're right. I'm not going to change my call. I called the Leafs in 7. And that could still happen, I guess.
Obvious Leafs fan.
What?
Normal Leafs fan. There's always the Leafs. Here's how it goes. Leafs fans. They get excited about the playoffs. Then they get a first round, second round exit. And they overhype their team. And it's okay. I understand. When you have a bad team, it's hard to cheer for. But Florida's obviously winning in 6. And
you have totally read that scenario wrong, my young friend. There isn't a single Leaf fan anywhere near Toronto that has felt hopeful or excited about this team in 25 years. The last time anybody around here got excited was Doug Gilmore and Ty Domi. Right? Curtis Joseph. That's when. But no, around here, Leaf fans are like, yeah, okay. So they won the President's Choice. What are they going to do in the playoffs? Fold like a cheap suit. That's what everyone around here thinks. Nobody around here thinks they're going to win another game. Everyone around here thinks they're done.
Yep.
And there's no excited hopefulness. Like, we were all blown away they beat Ottawa. No, we all expected Ottawa to crush them. That's the truth. That's the truth. Being a Toronto Maple Leafs fan is a lifetime of disappointment with nothing to look forward to except disappointment. So,
I mean, at least
you read that wrong.
At least you're not a Sabres fan.
But. Oh, can you imagine? at least we have Marner and Matthews who are all exciting in the regular season. Those guys could score hundreds of points in the regular season. And then, like, might as well have Phil Kessel. At least he was entertaining.
What did you think about that hit on Barkov, that Domi hit?
It was dirty. Surprised he didn't get a game.
Yeah, me too. This has been a...
Wasn't any dirtier than Kulikov's elbow to Marner's head or Bennett's elbow to Stolar's head. Like,
cry me a river.
Playoff hockey... I'm not the one that brought it up. Hockey's rough, kid. Elbow to the head is... cross-checking the back of the neck. Like, that's what I used to do. That's what I got scars right between my eyes from getting cross-checked in the face.
Yeah, while playing with Jordan Peterson. Yep.
No, he wasn't tall enough to cross-check me in the face, but that's how you played hockey, especially in playoffs. Like, I don't have any problem with it's just dirty. And yeah, some guys get a little injured on dirty plays. Like, if it knocks them out for their career, I guess that's over the line, but didn't seem to slow Barkov down.
Yeah, Barkov.
Wait. That's a $14 million player.
Yep. Now, I think he only plays for like $10 million.
Yeah, him and Bob get $10 million. And, like, they're worth every penny.
So you think Toronto, but I'm saying we got Florida and Carolina right now. And I said Dallas went to the Cup, and then I think it's Dallas and Florida. I'm sticking with mine. So far, I've been right.
Well, yeah. My original call was what? Leafs and Edmonton, wasn't it?
Yeah, Leafs and Colorado, I think.
Oh, yeah, that was. So, I have no reason to take back my Leafs in 7 call. So, that's what it is. And I can't see Washington coming back against Carolina. So, I didn't see that coming. I thought Washington would crush Carolina. So, apparently, I'm not as smart as I look. Apparently, I'm not as smart as you look.
Okay. By the way, I'm not biased. I'm not biased. Every time somebody says the Panthers, this isn't their year. It's always their year.
Man. They're so good. Like, so Bob goes, so goes the Panthers, period, Father Dorf says. And yeah, can't argue that one at all. Father Dorf is the patriarch, by the way, I guess. That's what it says here in the chat.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, but you know, he's right. Where Bob goes, the Panthers go. But some games, they don't need him. Like, that's the thing about the Panthers. Some games, they don't even need Bob.
Yeah, I think... Yeah. But you're right. But...
Well, I know I am.
Okay, don't get your ego too high.
Why would I say it? But what... Of course I'm right. You'll be right when you're old, too. Trust me. It works. Don't die. You'll end up being right.
Who won? I can't remember. Who won? Dallas and Colorado? Oh, it was Dallas. Okay. Got it.
Oh, that wasn't me. That was my evil twin Skippy. I never said that.
Well, Jordan Peterson paid you to say that, right? Yeah.
Wait, I'll text him. Anyways, yeah. Well, obviously, and I think Dallas is going to walk through Winnipeg. I think that one's done. I don't think I can bet against Connor McDavid. And I, like, I'm not turning my back on the Leafs. There's this rarest chance on earth, the slimmest chance ever. Like, I could wake up tomorrow and be rich, or the Leafs could beat the Panthers in 7 games. Like, those things happen. So I'm sticking with it. I'm okay. Going for the miracle, man. I'm going for the miracle.
Yeah, you lost all your miracles when you lost to the Zamboni driver.
So yeah, at least he was our Zamboni driver.
So if Dallas,
what about the Ekman Larson dirty hit? What are you talking about?
Ekman Larson. Do you remember that penalty? Rodriguez got a hit like super hard, then he got called for embellishment.
Yeah, which I don't get how that was embellishment, but okay. Yeah, that was it was a playoff hockey hit. I don't get how it was embellishment, but okay.
Yeah.
Like there's been a lot of just ridiculous calls in this playoff on both sides. I'm not claiming the Leafs. Oh, they're against the Leafs. No, they just don't seem to know what they're doing out there.
Yeah.
Been ridiculous calls on both sides and ridiculous non-calls on both sides.
As always, I'm blind, I'm deaf, I'm a ref.
Yeah, well, you know, tough job refereeing, but is Rodriguez still out?
Yep.
Huh. That's quite the embellishment. And, you know, the puck was nowhere near him. It was a dirty hit. That's why I say I don't understand where the embellishment came from, because it was a dirty hit, just like I expect from anybody except Austin Matthews or Mitch Marner. It'd be nice to see one of them guys. You see Sam Bennett doing dirty hits, and Tkachuk and Marchand, and, like, even Verhaeghe's throwing the odd elbow out there. And you see some Leafs doing it, but you sure don't see Matthews and Marner scrumming it up in the corner and throwing elbows around.
Yeah, they're not setting the bar.
They're like standing around there looking for a hole. That's what I see.
Right. So if I say Panthers and Dallas, who do you think MVP will be?
Mikko Rantanen.
All right.
Like, obviously, Mikko Rantanen has decided to prove his worth. Like, he's the rare superstar who's signed a contract and then immediately decided to prove it was worth it to pay him. And he is, what do they call him, the moose? Like, the guy's a machine. He does a break. He just, like, he's, Nate Dogg wishes he was that good. Connor McDavid wishes he was that good.
Last year, how many points did McDavid have? Jeez, I can't. He had like over 30. Do you remember that? That was crazy.
These guys if Austin Matthews ever took on the determination level of Tkachuk or McDavid or Nate Dogg, if Austin Matthews ever just, like, look at him, he's huge, he's fast, he controls the puck better than anybody, and he's like afraid, he throws a hit once every three games. Like, if he would go out there and start crushing people and dominating the game like McDavid and those guys do, I don't think you could stop him.
Yeah.
But he doesn't. He doesn't have that, like, it's been too easy for him. His entire life, it's been too easy for him. And the troll room is trolling it up real good. And so far I've been agreeing, but you know, it is a troll room. We don't have to read everything. That may be why. That may be the issue. Like Mitch Marner, well, he's just a little guy, but he doesn't fight for his space on the ice either. Like, you want to see a Leaf I'm impressed with? His name is Matthew Knies.
Knies has been all over the place. Whoa. He's been awesome.
If Austin Matthews played like Matthew Knies, you'd have a series.
Exactly.
But, like, I mean, from the Leafs' end of this perspective, that's what I'm watching. I'm watching guys like Matthew Knies and Max Pacioretty and Chris Tanev and Simone Benoit, these depth players. And that was always the excuse. Oh, the depth player. They don't have the depth because they spent all the money on the core four. Well, two of the core four are doing just fine. I got no beef with Nylander or Tavares. The rest of the team is, they packed their bags. They're in it. And Matthews and Marner, they just never left their couch.
And they're still golfing.
Yeah, like, it. Have you ever seen less, like, you're only 15, I shouldn't say things like this, but have you ever seen anyone score lower on the give a shit meter than Matthews or Marner?
Yep.
Like, they don't even register on that meter. And everyone else on the ice does, and they get 14 million. Those are two of the highest, like, Marner's going to be one of the highest paid players in the league.
And isn't he about to break the least franchise record for playoff points?
Probably, except he hasn't had any points in this series.
Exactly. Grandpa said he got the earring. He got the earrings and the lispy wimpy dictation in his voice. I've been saying Knies is the man this whole season.
Matthew Knies absolutely has been carrying that line. And I think that Matthew Knies would probably look better if he was playing with Tavares and Nylander. It would look even better. Because those guys are trying to put the puck in the net, and at least they're shooting at the net. And they are putting it in here and there. And they're at least getting opportunities. Like, even last night, Nylander missed a breakaway. And you're going to, I'll bet you a nickel in the next game, you're going to see a Nylander goal that just, where he just imposes his will and puts the puck in the net. I've seen him do it lots of times. You don't see Matthews or Marner doing that. See Tkachuk doing it. Verhaeghe does it. Connor does it. So anyways, there's $28 million worth of don't give a shit. That's what that gets you. Nothing. Yep. Losing the second round of Florida again.
All right, so we got...
So that was exciting.
Yeah. We got my pick, Dallas and Florida. Then we got Jimmy's pick, the wrong one, Edmonton, and did you say the Leafs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little loopy there, but.
Well, we'll be, next time we get together, we'll be a good ways through the next round.
And I'll be right. My prediction will be right. I know it.
Well, you're not doing too bad. I'll bet you, though, if we were putting money on all this stuff, you'd still be, like, I would have lost money, but I think you would have, too. You always lose more on the ones you lose than you win on the ones you win. Don't gamble, son. It's not good for you. It's only good for the person who owns the table.
Yep. Imagine Oilers and Leafs. Wow. That'd be...
I can't. Odd. Oh, like I wanna go. Yeah, they could do it, but sorry, like somebody, I don't know what to do. Like somebody needs to like kidnap their dog or something. Like I don't know. They need to have some. They don't seem to care about whether or not they win in the playoffs. So. I don't know. Find something they care about. Now some idiot's going to go kidnap Mitch Marner's dog, and it's going to be... I'm going to go to jail.
Hey, call to all these fans.
Yeah. Don't kidnap their dog. But, like, if you could figure out how to piss them guys off, that'd be good. Sorry. I'm not happy. Can you tell?
Yeah, I know. Every year, Leafs fans are like this. I get used to it.
I used to be a Canucks fan. It was worse. We're lucky to get a 500 hockey team. I did live in Edmonton for one Stanley Cup. That was cool. I lived in Winnipeg when they couldn't win nothing. I think they got in the playoffs once. And now Toronto. Since 99, I've been going through this.
You're picking the wrong teams, Jimmy.
I don't even like hockey anymore. Like, this is why I got into music. Right here. This is why I... Music.
Yep. All right, so next time we'll see whether the correct person, we'll see whether Jimmy's ego will get out of his head when I win.
Yeah, well, like, you know that one day I'm going to drive down there to Tennessee. You know that, right?
Yeah, so we can, so I can see
you. Well, I just, like, you know, like, you know that, right?
Yeah. I'm prepared.
You know that I don't fight fair, right?
I don't fight fair either.
Yeah, well, I've had a lot more time to learn how to win a fight, son. I'll just tell your dad something. I'll get your dad on my side, and then it'll all be over. So just watch yourself there, young fella. I know all the tricks. So it was a lot of fun, though. Thanks for having me again.
Yep. As always, thank you for watching, and thank you for your value and support.
Thanks to the troll room.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for joining the troll room if you did. This has been the Playoff Preview Podcast with Jacob, J-Dog, and my friend Jimmy V.
Thank you very much. Good night.
The J-Dog Sports Network. A network about sports by J-Dog. The J-Dog Sports Network.